Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Ask the expert, podiatrist Niall Donoghue from Cure Spa in Goatstown in Dublin is with me here in studio today. Niall, I don't know how many times we've talked about health issues and trying to answer listener questions over the years. We have never talked about our feet before. Are we good at minding our feet?
Well, we are, but unfortunately, it's usually vast majority of patients.
Yeah.
When patients are in my clinic, it's already established. There's something already wrong. It wouldn't be that common for people to come in from a preventative point of view. Hi, hello. Can you tell me what's wrong with my feet? Mm. They're usually presenting with a problem. So, yeah.
What's the difference in going for a pedicure and going to a podiatrist? Just to clarify, for people who think, you know, maybe I get a manicure or a pedicure, but...
Yeah. So, I mean, a pedicure is a cosmetic experience. It's purely cosmetic. Mm. So clients will go to a salon and they will present with no foot pathology. They're there to get the nails cut. Some of the cuticles will be cut back and some of the skin would be removed manually.
Yeah, and then with the paint, nail painting and all of that. That's a different experience now to trip to the podiatrist.
Yeah. We tend not to go near that type of stuff.
Yeah. So what are you dealing with typically?
So, I mean, my practice in Goatstown is primarily a podiatry clinic. So I tend to look after all the musculoskeletal problems and pain. We do all the minor surgical procedures for nail avulsions, nail operations. We do a lot of verrucas for patients and that. But we'd also, on the other side of the business, we would have a section that patients would come in for a clinical pedicure. So they're coming in and they will have some sort of foot pathology or they'll have a skin disease or a problem like that we're able to cater for all under one roof.
Okay. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you have a question for Niall Donoghue today. Right, where do we start? Listener says, is it possible to get rid of toenail fungus? What would help to eliminate it?
Yeah, it most certainly is, but it's a tough one. It's difficult. It really loves that environment inside the shoe with a sock on top of it and underneath the nail, and you know the temperatures within the shoe go up quite high, so it's a perfect environment for a fungus to live and survive. But there are a lot of really good treatments now. Lasers are pretty effective. There's some lasers on the market that are FDA cleared, so they're designed specifically for nail fungus. You'll always nearly have to debride out a nail, so there's going to be a lot of debris, there's going to be loose fragmented nail with the fungus, so that needs to come out manually.
Will you know if you have nail fungus?
You will. You'll see it.
Yeah.
You'll
but
smell
could
it.
You have it and not know? Oh God, right.
You will.
So you'll know about it.
You're going to see it. It's visually, you'll definitely know.
Right.
You'll see it. Yeah.
Listener says, is it possible to get arthritis in your feet? I have it in my hands and my toes and feet have started to hurt recently. I'm wondering if I'm now getting it there. If so, is there anything I can do?
Yeah, I mean, arthritis, it comes to us all when we get that little bit older. I don't know what age that patient is.
No, they don't say.
Whether or not it's osteo or rheumatoid or... But most certainly, yeah. I mean, if you're unfortunate enough to pick up arthritis from a younger age, it's going to be throughout the body. A lot of rheumatoid arthritis is diagnosed. First of all, they'll present with foot pain.
Okay, listener says my two big toes are prone to ingrown toenails. I wear leather shoes most of the time. What should I do to prevent this?
It's probably just the shape of that nail plate. I mean, there are different types of ingrown toenails. Like you can get the really, really bad infected onychocryptosis one that needs an operation, needs surgery under local anaesthetic. And then others can present and they're slightly involuted, so they're curved along the side. So if that person is complaining, I would just start with the shoes, make sure that they're wide enough, make sure they're deep enough. Because if there's any congestion or constriction within the forefoot because of the shoe, that's just going to exacerbate that problem and make the nails even more painful.
087 1400 106, if you have a question here for Niall Donoghue, podiatrist today. Listener says, I'm hoping Niall to do the marathon next year. I was actually thinking about our marathon listeners today. I'm worried about damaging my feet and toenails. Is there anything I can do in an effort to try and avoid this during the preparation?
Well, they will get damaged.
Do the marathon.
Well, no, I mean, do it, but there's a couple of things that you should really just,
right,
before you embark on that, make sure that that you don't step it up too quickly. In other words, a lot of people they'll start off maybe doing maybe a 5K or 10K and they feel fantastic and they say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do a half marathon. Mm-hmm. So that's way more than a 10% increase per week. So the recommendations are, you know, just slow and steady will get you there, but just don't go too much too soon. That's number one. The second thing is really, it's just make sure you got the right shoes. Make sure that they're the right size for you. There was a really good study that was done in DCU there back in 22, and they looked at over 250 patients, novice runners, recreational runners, and over half of them got injured.
Really?
Yeah.
And you think that's wrong footwear?
Well, there's quite a lot of reasons why they get injured.
Yeah.
But most of the injuries were calf and footwear related. Yeah.
Okay.
And feet related.
Yeah. Listener says, I get a lot of bunions. Is there anything I can do to avoid them?
I think with this person means they could be corns. I mean, generally speaking, there's just one bunion per foot.
Right.
So if she's getting multiple, but she might mean corns or bumps, tuberosity.
Is that just hard skin?
Do you mean a bunion is a structural deformity,
yeah,
on the medial,
no,
side
but
of
the
foot?
The corn is
callous, but underneath it will have a nucleus, so it'll have a hard center that is quite uncomfortable and. So
you have to get that cut out, do you?
Yeah, you just right. get, yeah, we can take them out.
Listener looking for advice about sore feet. The sole of their feet, their feet obviously gets very sore and crampy when they're exercising and running. Any ideas or thoughts on what it could be?
It could be anything, really. I mean, for somebody like that, they'd need to come in for and carry out a full biomechanical evaluation to see what shape the feet that they have. It could be a footwear thing. It could be absolutely anything, but I'd really have to see them walking and see what type of gait they have, really, to be able to make a diagnosis on that one.
What's the difference between toenail fungus and psoriasis? I have crumbling nails but no odour, says this listener.
Well, I mean, if you have psoriasis, yes, you can get psoriatic nails in the fingers and the toes, but they're two very different things. Psoriasis is kind of rapid cell growth and it happening too fast, and the body just responds differently and it'll present. But it will present very, very similar to how a fungal nail presents.
Okay.
But they are two very different things.
Different things. Yeah. Listener says, the spot where my shin meets my foot, so at the front of my ankle, it can often get very tight. It hurts when I'm exercising. It's a recent development. Is there anything I can do about it? Is that a podiatrist or physio question?
Yeah, no, it's certainly podiatrist. I mean, she might have some restriction or range of motion at her ankle joint. So, yeah, so that would be one thing that we're looking at from a biomechanical point of view, is just, does this patient have enough dorsiflexion to kind of the foot come up and kind of come down enough, and is there enough range of motion? So it sounds like it's right there at the ankle joint. She needs to be assessed, make sure it's nothing else.
Okay. Listener says, I have diabetes. I'm trying to do everything I can to be healthy. I know there can be a lot of toe and feet issues around the disease. I'm wondering if, besides controlling my diet, is there anything I can do to keep my feet healthy?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots. I mean, certainly come in and visit your local Karoo registered podiatrist. That's really important. One of the main things, the number one thing that we're looking out for when it comes to a diabetic is the blood circulation and what are the nerves like? Because if the nerves are affected, you know, you're not going to be able to detect trauma. You and I will stand on something, we'll go ouch. But if someone has damage to their nerves and they're diabetic, they'll walk through that. So trauma will be undetected. They could be immunosuppressed, and you know, so that infection could potentially just develop much, yeah, much faster. So
okay,
come in and get screened. See your local Karoo registered podiatrist.
Yeah, okay. My 5-year-old daughter has a verruca on her foot, Niall. We've treated it with the that kind of frozen over the counter medication. Seems to have gotten bigger though. Looks like flaky skin and small black dots appearing. Will it just fall off, or what's your advice?
The stuff that you can buy in the pharmacy, the cryo stuff, in my experience, it's not cold enough. You know, if you want to use proper cryotherapy, you need to either visit a podiatrist that uses cryotherapy or go to a dermatologist. So they use liquid nitrogen, which is -197. So it's really getting down there. So
so if the over-the-counter hasn't worked, maybe they should take a trip somewhere.
Yeah, salicylic acid is pretty good as well. There's some over-the-counter stuff that works very well for children. They can apply it at nighttime, so it goes in at nighttime, so they're not walking around smudging it during the day, so it works really well.
Okay. Listener has a rash on their foot for a while. It gets quite itchy in the heat when I'm at work and spreads as well when I scratch it. It starts to heal when I don't scratch. I'm trying to avoid that so hard at times, but any tips to reduce the itchiness?
It depends on where it is. I mean, most tinea pedis are fungal skin infections happen interdigitally between the fourth and the fifth digit. So that person, they should just look down, have a little look. The tempt and the urge to scratch that is unbelievable. But what you're actually doing is you're going to be giving really, really temporary relief. You're scratching that skin, you're breaking it, and the fungus is going down further. So over-the-counter Dactarin or Lamisil cream is really good.
Okay. Listener says, I have a pain in my heel that developed 24 hours after playing a match. Is it plantar fasciitis, or do I need to be seen by a podiatrist?
I would get it sorted, get it looked at. Go in and find a good podiatrist that's close to you. It could be. It depends on where it is on the arch. I mean, most plantar fasciitis is on the medial border of the heel.
So that's the foot, typically, isn't it?
Yeah, at the back, but it's more kind of to the inside of the foot. It gets really, really sore first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to say exactly what it is.
Okay. Listener says, my son is 12 years of age. He's extremely flat feet. Is he likely to get problems in the future? And if so, anything we can do to help?
Not necessarily. And this is the thing. I mean, you could look at an athlete who's performing on a world stage, and they can be flat footed. Now, you'd never intervene and prop up that arch with an orthotic or something like that if they're asymptomatic, if they're not presenting with pain and discomfort. So if that patient is pain-free and is going about their business, they should be fine. Like, just a nice shoe that is nice and sturdy at the back, at the counter, should be enough.
Funny you mentioned that. Another listener looking to know a bit of advice about how do I know what type of shoes I should wear? I like to wear boots every day to work, but I'm worried they'll do long-term damage to my feet.
Are they worried that the boots are going to do long-term damage?
Must be. And how can you get proper measurements for your...
I mean, that is part of a podiatrist's exam in a biomechanical exam is to look and see what type of foot that they have, you know. So I think for that person, it is good. Come in and get and be examined and learn what type of foot shape if you've got and what is the best and suitable, most suitable footwear for you.
Listener has pain and burning under toes 2, 3, and 4. Pain is under the ball of their foot, but the skin is intact. Any recommendations or advice?
Very difficult to say. I mean,
I know,
it just sounds like it's metatarsalgia. It's pain in the forefoot. It could be from anything. It could be from poor footwear. It could be
hard skin.
There could be some callus on that needs to be reduced. It could be weight. And an awful lot of our patients that are coming in and they're presenting with really good structural feet, but their BMI is too high. So there's lots of things that could be going on there.
Listener has a couple of toenails that are completely white and quite flaky. It's nothing uncomfortable or sore. It looks bad though. Any tips on suggesting how I address this?
Sometimes you can get some fungus just sitting on the very, very top of the surface. That can be drilled off using a drill. And if it hasn't gone deep down into the nail and underneath the nail into the nail bed, some of the over-the-counter fungal creams are actually good.
How do you feel about nail varnish? I was told before, disaster. Stay away.
Well, look, I mean, the amount of people that just sweep things under the carpet, they'll have something going on, they'll put on the shellac, and then they'll, it's out of sight, out of mind. It's not great, but look, it's not going anywhere. It's here to stay.
I know.
We're never going to get rid of it.
No, but even if you put on nail varnish, it's kind of like, I'm terrible for not even shellac, but just right, but then leaving it on, you know, and just letting it, like, do we need to be taking it off? After the event or the day or whatever you want it for.
Most definitely.
We're all guilty of leaving this on till it grows out.
You gotta take it off.
So I have to say, it's remarkably amount of people with feet questions today. Obviously, like a lot of us that never visited a podiatrist before to get these issues addressed. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Niall Donoghue, podiatrist with Cure Spa in Goatstown in Dublin. Niall, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.